This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Lok Sabha has adopted the motion of thanks to President's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament by voice vote. President Draupadi Murmu had addressed both the Houses on the 28th of last month. The motion was moved by Union Minister and BJP MP Sarbanand Sonowal, which was seconded by BJP MP Tejasvi Surya. When the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla took up the motion of thanks to the President's address. Mr. Birla put to vote the amendments moved by several opposition members on the motion of thanks, but they were negated by the House. Amidst opposition's uproar, the Lok Sabha adopted the motion of thanks. The Lok Sabha Speaker said now the lower house will take up discussion on Union Budget 2026-27 and every member will get an opportunity to speak on it. Amidst continued uproar by the opposition, Mr. Birla adjourned the house till 2 p.m. Earlier, when the Lok Sabha assembled for the day at 11 a.m., Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla expressed concern over the behavior of the opposition members.
Honorable members, the incident that occurred yesterday inside the house, in which opposition members reached up to the benches of the ruling party, is not in keeping with the dignity of the house. It is my firm belief that maintaining the decorum of the house is the collective responsibility of all members. If we allow the decorum of the house to be eroded, it becomes inappropriate for any speaker to conduct the proceedings of the house in any manner.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reply to the motion of thanks to the President's address in Rajya Sabha today. Responding to the allegation of Leader of Opposition in the House and Congress MP Mallikarjun Kharge, Mr. Rijiju said all the MPs want to listen to the Prime Minister's speech today, but the Congress party doesn't want to listen to the Prime Minister's address, which is their own choice.
Fourth day of the discussion on the motion of thanks to the Honorable President's address to a joint session of the Parliament. We all are expecting that all the Honorable Members will follow the traditions and the rules. This House belongs to all the Honorable Members. All the Members are waiting to listen to the speech of Honorable Prime Minister today.
Mr. Rijiju also rejected Mr. Kharge's allegation that the Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, wanted to speak on the country's interests, but he was not allowed to speak on the motion of thanks. He said Mr. Gandhi was not following parliamentary norms and he was speaking beyond rules. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will begin a crucial three-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir today to conduct a comprehensive security review, assess ongoing developmental projects, and engage with political stakeholders. Mr. Shah is scheduled to arrive in Jammu this evening and hold meetings with political leaders at Lok Bhavan. Seychelles President Patrick Hamainé arrived in Chennai this morning on his first official visit to India. The External Affairs Ministry in a statement said, during his five-day visit to India, Mr. Hamainé will meet President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed gratitude to Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayake for inaugurating the exposition of the holy Devani Mori relics at the sacred Gangaramaya Temple in Colombo. The sacred relics arrived from India accompanied by a high-level Indian delegation led by Gujarat Governor Acharya Devrat and Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi yesterday. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres has praised India for its leadership for the upcoming Global Summit on Artificial Intelligence, describing AI as one of the most critical issues shaping international relations. Guterres will visit India to attend the India AI Impact Summit 2026, scheduled for February 19 and 20 in New Delhi. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading over 0.5% lower during afternoon trade today. Sensex lost 500 points to 83,318, while Nifty fell 150 points to 25,626. And in WPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the summit clash in Vadodara this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.